imagine tonight if it were sunny? And how great you'd be doing. You guys are fantastic. Good looking crowd tonight. I'm Shelly Ryan with Anchorage Oldies 102.1. I am Bob's sister as well with 92.1 Bob FM. That would be Bob's crazy cousin. I can't get Bob away from the food, so that is why he is not here with me. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight on this beautiful Alaskan August night. I am going to play bad guy for a quick second. Right now we're kind of between showers. If the rain comes back, we do ask you that you show some consideration for your fellow concert goers and keep the umbrellas down. We are tough Alaskans. We don't need no stinking umbrellas, do we? Once again, I want to thank you for coming out for Three Dog Night, part of the AT&T Concert Series at the ConocoPhillips Borealis Theater. You guys ready for some music? I think you're just about ready. We're going to have Three Dog Night up here for you in just a couple of minutes. Thank you once again, everyone, for coming out.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Los Angeles, California, Three Dog Night.
Hey, we're going to do some Free Dog Night music for you this evening, all right? Together we learn to be right. A child is blessed, a child is right. Oh, we look upon the side. A beautiful side.
Yeah. Thank you. and close the evening movie. Keep a bitter fruit of doom. Then at the question that I finally leave the rest. Out in my country, before the rain of the night before, before the sun, just the brush by in a kind. I will go back and round. I'll stay with all.
Yeah. Priya and I, we've been together 50 years. Oh. So I don't give a damn what I do. I could go tomorrow. I read this interview and they said, what would your death be like? What do you want to happen right around the time you're dying? And I just said, suddenly. That's it. I don't be there in 8 months in bed, dude, but I don't know how I drift into that. A little morbid. Free Dog Night. The review will say Free Dog Night, we're very morbid and weird. No, just an old guy venting. That's right. We do something very different this year. After all the time we've been together, we do these different set lists and we change them up. You know, we put in a few deep cut album cuts and all that kind of stuff. We're going to just do our hits. Every song you heard so far, every song you're going to hear tonight, they're all top 40 hits by us. And we were lucky enough to have a lot of them. And problem, I love the oldie stations and the songs that play all of the old rock and roll stuff, but they usually play 7 or 8 of our songs, and we had 21 top 40 hits in a row. But you can hear them in Walmart or on the elevator. But they tend to play 7 or 8 of them. Some of you younger people, or some of you hardworking people that go to work every morning, you put on the news, you put on talk radio or the weather and stuff. So some of you might not be familiar with some of them. We're gonna drop them in once in a while, but they were top 40 hits for us. Here's one of them. We're real proud of it, and a little bit more of a little funk from here.
Tell a friend to run my kitchen, send me in the disable.
Mm-hmm.
This song's from 1960. I would not go there. A little while.
One, you're the loneliest number that you ever do.
Two,
can get better as one. It's the loneliest number since number one. Oh.
Some of you might not know that. What'd you? Okay. Oh, okay, all right. Anyway, this song is special to a lot of people. You know, this goes out to all of the lovers out there in the audience, and You know, you get your wives, you get your partners, you get everybody, everything going for you. And you know they love you, but sometimes it's hard for them to kind of say it to you. It's just not one of those things, you know. And these guys are going to...
these songs are for us. We'll say it for you. So you don't have to.
His next song, a very kind of old-fashioned style. Remember those old radios from the 50s? Just an old-fashioned love song. The old radio. And wrapped around the music is a sound of someone promising they'll never go wrong. Oh,
That's right. Okay, this next song we're going to do here is one of my favorite songs in the show. It's not one of our best known songs, but it's one of my favorites, and I'm going to tell you why. Now, this song might sound like an inconsequential blues groove without much substance to it when you first listen to it, but it's really more than that. See, it's a song about what the blues is really about. And what the blues is about is the fact that there are good times, and then again, there are bad times in this life, huh? Okay, this is useful information for people who might not, you know that yet. Some people don't know that yet. I mean, for instance, maybe you're young enough to think that there ain't gonna be no bad times in your life. I mean, why would there be? You got your program working, you got your plan happening, you got this, right? I mean, what could go wrong? You got this, huh? Yeah. Then again, on the other hand, maybe you're old enough to think that there ain't gonna be no more good times in your life. And maybe you look like me when you get out of bed in the morning and the first word out of your mouth is, ow. I get tired of saying that word. You make it into the bathroom like a newborn giraffe, right? All shaking, wobbling, and hanging on to stuff. And my wife's lying in bed laughing at me because I'm hobbling around that way. She can do that, see, because she's 12 years younger than I am. I didn't tell you what's bad about being married to a woman who's 12 years younger than you are. Nothing. Nothing at all. The bad part is there you are in the bathroom in front of the mirror and your boxer's brushing your teeth, right? And you look at yourself in the mirror in your boxers and you go, thank God for clothes. Thank heavens, I got something I can put on over this so nobody has to look at it but me. And so you head out into the kitchen, see, and you got your bad knee, maybe a little bone on bone in your hip, right? Some spinal stenosis in the lumbar vertebrae of your spine. Huh? You think I'm making this up? No. And a little rotator cuff injury that I just got a few weeks ago. I don't joke about that yet because it still hurts too damn much. So anyway, enough of that. You pour your coffee, you add a little sugar, a little cream, a little Advil. More Advil. Just so, you know, make the day go better. And you're sitting there drinking your coffee and you think to yourself, man, this is messed up. This is messed up. I mean, everything hurts and you start to think that all the good things in your life are things of the past, huh? All right. Well, to both of those points of view, the young and the old, we have three words and this song. The three words are real simple. Just keep living. That's all. Just keep living. Huh? You never had no bad times? Just keep living. You'll find out about that. You think the good times are over? Just keep living. See, because as long as we're drawing breath on this earth, yeah, there's going to be some pain, but there's also going to be the joy and the love and everything else that makes this whole show worth doing.
Life is short, folks. Better enjoy it while we got it and quit being ungrateful all the damn time. As long as we're living, we're gonna get it all. Just as sure as I'm sitting here. All right.
Different styles of music. I mentioned we had 21 top 40 hits in a row consecutively. But let me tell you about them. They're all different. We were on the easy listening charts, the rock and roll charts, the country western charts. We were number one on the R&B charts. Went over to London, England, recorded at the Abbey Road Studios where the Beatles recorded in. With the London Symphony Orchestra, so we're on the classical charts. So we've been
We've been on a lot of that stuff. So let me tell you about our band. And I think some people don't kind of get it. In the early days, we were signed to the record company, and they kind of featured the free singers out front all the time for the first two albums as far as photos and stuff. But let me tell you, it was always a band. It was a bunch of guys, and when we went into the studio and presented what we did, let me tell you our routine. We'd go into Richie Palmer and Bill Cooper, who did the Steppenwolf, they did Born to Be Wild, did all those crazy stuff. And we'd go into the studio, and everybody would present their songs to the whole band, and we'd all vote on it. So it was really tough sometimes because we did so many. I was having my drunken brother be quiet. I thought that was the lady. So much smoking. No, I'm joking. I didn't really hear it. No, I'm going to be beating up our husband and take it back. And think it's like my sister. Now, I'm an old man, and I just did a brain fart. It just messed up my whole. Should be proud of that. Anyway, we present songs to the band, and everybody would vote on it. Most of the that's not it went. We didn't, you know, on the West Coast they had the Wrecking Crew. These are a bunch of guys that incredible musicians that did all the Mamas and Papas. They did the Beach Boys. They probably played on 100 all of Phil Spector records. In Detroit, you had all of the cats that played on all the Motown stuff, all the guys, and they played on all the records.
The Funk.
The Funk.
Funk.
Thank you. Hey,
you mentioned Detroit. You woke me up. You mentioned Detroit.
But every song that we ever did that you ever bought, hopefully, was done by our band. It's all our musicians. But the hardest guy to get a song through was Michael Alsup. We play songs and you'd say, well, I didn't like the F minor chord on the third verse. One of those musoids. So I bring this song, and the song is kind of a pop rock song with a crazy chorus. And I'm thinking, oh, Michael's going to just brag on this song. And played a song, and Michael said, I couldn't like this. And I went, I realized it had a guitar solo in it. You never even get it. Anyway, we're going to do it for you now. Some of you might know it. I don't know.
You can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it.
crowd from Melbourne, Florida. Slip away, slip on a pillow. When the night falls, telling you dream, slip on a pillow. This is a night for the celebrity. And sideways, yes, and in the beginning, you can find time to go. Live on night, down on Lake and through the city. This is a night for the celebrity.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate.
of a man. Be that's coming, hide your heart, be that's coming, hide your heart, girl. Yeah, be that's coming, you better hide, girl. Be that's coming, you better hide. Oh, be that's coming, you better hide.
We're gonna do one new song for you, and it's real special to us. I know it's just gonna all be hits, but I think the song really means a lot to us. So this guy goes over to Eastern Europe in the late 80s and 90s, and all these wars are going on over there. He goes into a children's hospital, and he sees all these banged up kids. And he comes back to the United States, and he writes a song, and part of it is in another language, a couple of languages. And we heard about it, worked with him on the song. And let me tell you, my feeling, our group is not political, okay? We don't get into doing that kind of thing. With nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong you want to do that stuff, but I'm here for you know, for us, for a couple hours, and just have fun and get away from that stuff. So, when we sing a song, we don't have an agenda. If you're a Democrat or Republican or independent, or if you're a Christian or if you're a true believer or whatever the hell you are, that didn't sound right. Whatever the hell, goddammit.
And I'll meet you outside the bar at 2:30.
With my friends. That just messed up my whole thing. I had to have this 75-year-old rant, okay? But anyway, this song is dedicated to the children around the world that get caught up in all of these, you know, wars, justified or not justified. They just get all banged up and they're innocent. And this, we ought to send this song out to the children around the world. I sound like an old hippie just saying, you know.
Old hippies in the audience.
But you know, you throw pebble in a pond and it ripple effects. Who knows how it's going to affect other people. But I think after you hear the song, you're going to understand. This song is called Prayer of the Children, our latest song. Close my eyes.
Can you hear the prayer of the children on bended knees in the shadow of an unknown room? Empty eyes with no more tears to cry, turning heavenward for the light. Will someone help me to see the morning light? One more day, but if I should die before I wake, I pray my soul today. Can you feel the hearts of the children aching for home, for something of the very own? Reaching hands with nothing to hold on to but hope for a better day, a better day. Will someone help me to feel the love again in my own land? But if I'm no rose away from home, give me loving arms away from home. You are.
It's time for that frog song!
for living and said, thank you. What a beautiful, wonderful place you live in. We're honored to be invited to see you guys. Thank you very much.